Stewie, we sit here on the eve of the first week of the NRL finals, and I don't think anyone really thought we'd be sitting here and not talking about the Panthers being involved in week one of the finals in that top eight. And I reckon it's a bit of a head scratcher too for Jimmy Maloney, who joins us. G'day, James.
Hey guys, how are we?
Yeah,
g'day,
it'll be a bit of a realization for you this week.
Oh yeah, look, it is a little bit, you know, but I suppose it was after the Roosters game we sort of realized we wouldn't be there, so it sort of comes to terms with it. You know, as disappointing as it is, just, you know, we had a whole season to fix it up, and we were just too inconsistent. So you live and you learn.
Is there a debrief post-season, mate? I know you're not there next year, so are you...
What rewind would you like?
Is it a chance for you to tell some home truths, maybe?
The boys went in on Wednesday and had all their post-season interviews, all that. I didn't have to go in. I was in there yesterday.
Yeah.
Just doing a little basic stuff. They do a little general survey about things that went on through the year and what you did, what you liked, how you thought things went. So,
yeah, sure.
They'll go from there. But, you know, I don't think it was, there were any glaring issues. We just basically weren't able to play consistent enough footy week in, week out.
And I'll get you as honest as you can be here, Jimmy. You know, everyone says, and I often go, well, what did go wrong with the Panthers? Everyone goes, well, everyone, the sex tape scandal to start the year derailed the entire season. They were never a hope from there on in. Can I get your honest take on that? Is that a theory that should be discussed?
I don't know, to be honest. Like, I don't think it should have. The one thing where people have brought that out, you know, the only way that can, affect players is mentally, and that's a real, really hard thing to gauge what's going on inside players' heads and what they're thinking about. But was dealt with pretty well by the club. Like it was dealt, sorted, and we'd sort of moved on. So I wouldn't think so. Like, obviously it wasn't ideal, but, and especially to have a bloke like Tyrone sort of sit out and not be available, he would have been easy to have throughout the season. But I think, beyond that, we're in an occupation where it's results driven and you judge on what you do every weekend. So you need to get that right regardless of what's going on in, everyone's lives outside of that.
Now that you're an ex-NRL player, you're now an expert in predicting what's going to happen with the matches this weekend, and you can just bag blokes left, right and centre. That's what you do when you're an ex-player in a sport. Talk us through the game, starting with the Roosters v Souths, and how you think that's going to go.
I think Roosters, obviously, a few guys back, and I think they really understand. I think the biggest thing for the top four sides, this first week of finals is so important because that week off is so valuable. So I think I was talking a few years back with Dave Middleton, asked him at a grand final footy show. I said, mate, how many sides have gone on to win the comp after having the week off? And I think it was all bar Cowboys in 15. Had that week off. It just, you can sort of get up for this week and then you sort of get away from it and then you've only got to get up for two more games rather than having to get up a month on the trot and try to play your best time game in 4 weeks' time. So I think Chooks will get over the Rabbitohs this week.
Okay, so you're tipping the Chooks there. Mate, another one of your old clubs, there's plenty of them. The Melbourne Storm, $1.42 up against the Canberra Raiders, $2.90. The Canberra Raiders actually get back six players, including a BJ Leilua.
Yeah, I think Melbourne down at home, again, I think Melbourne are the team to beat. I think, across the year, they've just been, far and away more consistent and better in general than... a lot of everyone else. So I think Melbourne are team to beat. I think they'll win this week, and I think they'll most likely win the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah, okay. There's a tip there for the competition. Parramatta v the Broncos.
Lucky dip, probably. I think it's hard to back. You'd think Parramatta, but not with any confidence.
All right. And then, mate, Manly just decimated by injuries. No Tommy Turbo there at the back there. $2.70 outsiders against another one of your old clubs. The Cronulla Sharks at $1.47.
I think Turbo's a massive loss for Manly. I think he just had so much spark and things like that. But then I know that Cronulla's record over at Brookvale was not real flash at all. And there's something about sides that have records in certain places that go over, a period of time and a lot of different sides. For some reason, it's just hard to win there. So, they're playing in an actual venue. You'd probably think Cronulla could do it, but I think over a bookie, anything could happen. So $1.40 Cronulla is under.
Yeah. They've only won 6 matches, I think, in 50 years there.
History of mankind.
Yeah, so that is a fair sort of history. Mad Monday, any atrocities we should know about?
No, we're all well-behaved boys out here, so.
Mate, that's a poor question, TK. That's a rubbish question.
Well, nothing surfaced so far, which is good news.
That's great news. It's 100% what it's meant about. Hey, mate, before you go to France, what's the plan? Do you stay training? Do you learn French? What do you do?
Back winners.
Yeah, look, I'm just sort of chilling at the moment. So we fly out on the 21st of October, so I've got about 5.5 weeks before we all sort of duck off. So now I've got not much else doing, and I am going to try and concentrate a little bit on trying to pick up some French so I can get over there and get a head start. But other than that, just chill, get things organised, and catch up with a few blokes, drink a few beers, have a few bets.
Sounds like a plan.
And collects, hopefully.
Yes. Hopefully.
Jimmy, mate, we thank you, mate, and enjoy your week.
So easy, guys. None of drama.
There he goes. Jimmy Maloney.